The population of Dallas and its suburbs has grown by more than 12% in recent years. The urban area relies for the most part on nearby reservoirs, artificial lakes, for its water. But drought has reduced the volume of one of the principal lakes, Lake Lavan, which has dropped around 5 meters in the past 2 years. The lake is managed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The chief manager for Lake Lavan is Ken Robinson.
What has happened is the water gradually goes down, and as it does, the silt in the bottom of the lake holds the moisture, and so you get this green growth coming up on what is essentially normally underwater.
The drop in water level has reduced the lake's recreational and aesthetic appeal.
You know, the people like to build houses where they have a view of the lake, but they also like to have a lake that has water in it.
The drop in Lake Lavan's water level has put some strain on the North Texas Municipal Water District, which uses water from the lake to supply 1.5 million people in the Dallas area. Executive Director Jim Parks says lower rainfall over the past couple of years is a reminder that water should not be taken for granted.
I think people have come to consider this area of Texas as if it were a semi-tropical area, when in reality, this part of Texas is more semi-arid.
The Water District has imposed mandatory restrictions on water usage and is encouraging even more conservation by consumers. But as more houses go up and more people move into the area, the demand for water is growing. At Texas A&M University, Professor Ron Griffin studies urban water use. He says the abundant water that supported growth in urban areas is now reaching its limits.
We've already tapped the cheap sources of water, and so as we proceed further with more and more growth, we will progressively tap more and more expensive sources of water.
Professor Griffin says there is water available to support more urban growth, but not necessarily at current levels of usage.
We can deal with large population increases, but only if we curtail on a per-person basis our water use.
He says the rising cost of water will eventually force hard decisions on its use for such things as large lawns and landscaping.
It'll be a gradual process. It won't be, you know, an overnight sort of thing. It'll be something that will be motivated by the increasing cost of water supply and the expenses that households and cities and industries face.
Jim Parks says the doubling of population projected for the Dallas area over the next 50 years will require a lot more conservation as well as development of new resources.
It's a multifaceted program that involves the implementation of more aggressive conservation, building of new reservoirs, connection to existing reservoirs, using existing supplies such as lakes that to our north and to our southeast and east of here, and pulling all those things together in order to meet that growth.
Surveys show that most Texans support water conservation and want the state to do more to promote it. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Dallas.